violent delights have violent ends.
The Outline World Dispatch. Every Monday through Thursday, we bring you a story on the theme of power, culture, or the future, handpicked from theoutline.com.
Culture.
So Paris, you're coming to me with this latest trailer for Westworld Season 2 that I've heard about. I think I just saw someone say that it has a cover of Heart-Shaped Box as the music.
It's a really good cover.
So I haven't seen this yet. So should we just take it
in
real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, let's watch.
I dreamt I was on an ocean. You and the others on the distant shore.
Were you with us?
Yeah, I know, right?
No.
You should make it false.
Was it me?
Dreams don't mean anything, Dolores. That answer doesn't seem to satisfy you.
Because Arnold or Bernard?
Bernard.
Bernard, right?
I feel like it's...
Arnold's gone.
Arnold's gone, but it could be a memory. Where is she there, I want to know. It's some random-ass study.
The price you'd have to pay if there was a reckoning.
That's Logan.
That reckoning is here.
Is that Kate Blanchett? I'm not sure.
Up until this point, the stakes were never real. But now, you and the rest of your kind are free.
I'm really into just, like, the image of her riding the horse with, like, all her ammo. Is just, like,
It's great.
I don't love her character, but I love that, like,
you don't
like
Dolores?
That concept. She's fine.
Oh, William and Dolores meet outside the park.
No death, and yet we're fighting to live.
Oh, my God, that car. There's some Mad Max shit in this season.
Gotta get Junkie XL to...
We've ridden 10 miles and all we've seen is blood. Is this really what you want?
I kind of hope that... Teddy gets fed up with Dolores' shit.
I think he will.
Revenge is just a different prayer at their altar, darling.
I hope that it is, like, Maeve versus Dolores. Not versus, but they're two different sides. What is that, is what I want to know.
What?
The giant white drone host.
Oh.
You see that? Samurai worm.
Oh my God, this is going to just be so... nuts. How can all of this be in one season?
I have no idea because it's only been like 10 episodes, right?
The city has to be fake. The city has to be
the city has to be like a future world type. Okay,
it's
yeah.
within the like universe.
Why on earth would you ever be frightened of me?
It's definitely
so
like
she's definitely gonna think that she's out in the real world, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's
going to
be a thing.
Oh my God, that's totally going to they're going to be like, I'm here, I'm in the real world.
And yeah, I'm really excited for season two.
See, I watched it as it was happening, like throughout the season. It was like an event for me, like me and my friends. It would be like Sunday night, the episode's coming out. We'd like gather around, open up HBO Go and like all watch it. And I, following it beat for beat like that, I spent like every intervening week like trying to figure out what the hell I just watched. Like you have to pay pretty close attention, I think. And there were definitely some things that I missed the first time around and people would be like this person is that person or that person's a robot or like they said this, which means they know what's going on. And I'd be like, what? And then I'd have to go into the Reddit and like figure like reverse engineer. No one's like trying to land on an answer.
Things are just happening, and if we want to debate over the answer and analyze it ourselves, we can and do.
You've spent, it sounds like, a lot of time on Reddit dissecting this show.
It's just the thing that I don't get is that if you look back, like people were calling some of the big reveals in like episode one or episode two. So I thought that a good thing to do in preparation for season two would be to talk to some of the most prolific Redditors.
There prolific ones?
I mean, there are ones that have been like on it. There are a lot of frequent flyers in our Westworld.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paris Martineau. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Great.
I don't know about twists, but I think we're definitely going to see more worlds. Like, we're definitely going to see, you know, that was, like, hinted at. I think that's going to be really cool.
You know, at the end of last season, we saw Maeve seem to kind of go off of her programming and lead this host rebellion. I kind of see this theory out there and think it has some merit that she's actually just on another loop created by Ford.
I think Dolores is actually going to be really kind of a killer. Because they kind of set her up as being a good guy, but, like, her character is essentially, like, the gunslinger in Westworld, like, the movie, original one.
The Ford that we saw killed at the end of season one is actually a host. I'm sorry, spoilers are absolutely fine, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maeve, it's still up for debate, kind of, whether or not she consciously left that train. Because it was in her kind of planning to leave Westworld. Because she saw her, like, whole shit. And there was a whole, you know how she had that computer and she could see what her plot was supposed to be. It actually involved, like, recruiting people to help her break out. And she was supposed to escape.
The host meant to be, like, avatars for humans to upload their consciousness? Or are they meant to kind of take over humanity, like, this question of what is the board looking for? What are different people's end goals?
It was just pretty ironic that William tried to, you know, he was a important part of it, but he, you know, the maze wasn't meant for him. People keep on telling him that, but who knows? Maybe it was meant for him, right? Because we don't know, you know, if he's a host or not even, because who knows what's going on with that show? I mean, I'd be kind of disappointed if it turns out everyone's like, not a real person or something. They'd have to be pretty delicate with that, but
yeah, if everybody is somehow a host, that would be that'd be a hell of a reveal.
Yeah,
I mean, the subreddit is absolutely full of every permutation of everything, and some of it I find totally uninteresting and some of it's really interesting, so it's a lot of sifting through and finding what resonates, you know.
Bye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, you should check out another Outline show. It's called Out West, where we talk through your theories about HBO's Westworld. It's hosted by me, Outline co-founder Joshua Topolsky, and culture editor Jeremy Gordon. Find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening to The Dispatch. We're produced by James T. Green. I'm Casey Johnston.